Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here this evening on this special event. Each week, we get together with amazing guests that have conversations that are both interesting and inspiring. And if you've missed some of those great discussions, you can go back and look at 3 years' worth of interviews and deep dive interviews and special events by becoming a premium podcast member by going to drtenpenny.com, hover over the podcast tab, and you'll see different membership levels. We believe we developed something for everyone's time and budget. But before we introduce to you today's special guest, Charlie Kirk, we're going to take a short break. Sit tight. This is going to be an over-the-moon interview. We'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Well, welcome back, everyone. Let me introduce to you today's special guest, which really doesn't need much of an introduction, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is the founder and president of Turning Point USA and author of the new book, Right Wing Revolution: How to Beat the Woke and Save the West. The United States of America has long been the lone beacon of freedom and sensibility in a chaotic world. Now America is under threat from an ideology that seeks to humiliate and erase anyone that doesn't bow to its altar. The threat in question, wokeism. The right-wing revolution is not just a cautionary tale. It is a call to action against one of the most existential threats that the United States has ever faced. Charlie, thank you so much. I know your schedule is just cram-packed. I'm honored that you would be with us here on this special event.
God bless you, doctor. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I went out, you know, actually I had to wait for a couple of days for this book to become available because it wasn't available. They'd already sold out. And so I got a copy of your book. And just reading the introduction is so inspiring. Already been on a couple of other interviews where I've actually read from your book and how amazing, the amazing things that you said. But for the sake of the audience, I know you go through, and there's a whole section in your book. It says, what is wokeism? But in your own words, why don't you summarize for the audience what you define as wokeism?
Yeah, a couple things. Thank you so much, doctor. And the book is selling out everywhere. People are complaining. I can't find it. So I'll give you a website if people want to find it. It's 45books.com, but we'll get to that later. So the woke, they are a group of people that complain until they control. And so they'll complain that a system or an institution is unjust until they're able to get control over that institution or that system. The woke also is not rooted in reality. It's all about power for power's sake. Something that you were a great leader on, doctor, and something that I did my best on was trying to resist the lockdowns 4 years ago. That is a parasitic ideology that restricted the freedom and liberty of millions and millions and millions of people. The woke goes everything from trying to push transhumanism to pushing the idea that men can give birth, to the idea that borders do not matter. And so we talk about this in great detail. And this is a bacterial infection that is taking over the entire Western world. It operates similar to a virus where it finds a healthy host, consumes it, takes it over. And unless we have firm opposition to that, we are going to see our entire civilization and our way of life be no more. And so it's going to require a counter-revolution against what they have been doing the last couple of decades. We articulate that in the book. And the part of the book that people like the most is the individual agency and action. It is not just about electing political leaders. That's fine. That's important. But also about what every individual person can do in, as far as building families in your local community and being a sovereign citizen, not a subject. So thank you. That's just a little teaser of the book.
Well, I just got the book a couple of days ago, and one of the biggest nemesis in my life is that I'm not a very fast reader. I'm from the time I was in grade school, I always read like see, spot, run, run, spot, run. So it was just, it's always been a challenge for me. And you say in the introduction that you will make a lot of people mad and offend people.
Yes.
That you're trying to get conservatives off their lazy butts and get involved. And because most of us just say, I just don't want to be bothered. I just want people to leave me alone. And by standing in that position, we have allowed this goo to seep in over top of us called this wokeism. And because we're not doing anything, they are. And so what are the key points or key one or two points that you really want to get people motivated about?
Well, so some that I think your audience would appreciate. There's an entire chapter on personal fitness, health, diet, not being poisoned by the pharmaceutical companies, not being poisoned by the big ad companies. And so what I say in the book, and that, again, we might say, how is that political? Well, the book is not all political. And it offends people. I say, we are an overweight country. We are a sick country. We are a country that constantly poisons our children. We need to stop doing that, or we are going to be subjects. It doesn't matter who is president. If you keep on going towards the path of type 2 diabetes and you keep on eating ultra processed food and you keep on unnecessarily giving your kids all these jabs of stuff that they're not even going to get, well, then you're not going in the direction of being a sovereign citizen. That is very offensive to some people, doctor. People have written in, we're not a fat country. We are a fat country. In fact, during the lockdowns and during COVID, if our government would have been honest with ourselves, they should have said two things. Educate yourself on proper vitamin supplementation, such as zinc and vitamin D levels. And secondly, if you are overweight and eat like garbage, you are going to be at higher risk of having a difficult time when it comes to COVID. That doesn't even count. That doesn't count the interventions such as steroids and potential, baby aspirin and all that, all the amazing early interventions that we saw. However, the offensive part of it is that people do not like being told that they are acting slothful. And so there's an entire chapter on that. And so we go there, if you will. In the book, we talk about my personal journey, how I lost 40 pounds in the last year. So no one is above this. How I personally have been able to have more energy and be more productive as I've taken those things more seriously. And then we go through this whole idea that it is not enough to just sit on the couch and complain and to hope things get better. If you love liberty, if you love freedom, if you love self-government, if you are worried about the current trajectory of the country, then you must be an active participant, not a spectator in what's happening in the country right now.
You know, Charlie, these are the sorts of things that you've talked about on your show, on your podcast, when you speak at conferences for a really, really long time. What prompted you to put this into print in light of the other four best-selling books that you already have?
Well, thank you. Yeah, part of it was that I had all these ideas out there and I wanted to combine and package them together. They were in all these little bits and pieces. They were at lectures or speeches or debates. And I said, I got to put them all together. But it is an election year. And a lot of people think the only thing that matters is voting correctly. I'm a friend of President Trump. I'm obviously in his corner. I'm totally supportive there. But it's a lot bigger than that, everybody. Just because it's an election year, it should be a challenge to you. Are you willing? Are you able to now say, I want to become a citizen and I no longer want to be a subject to the state or a subject to the administrative state? So we write in the book why I published it now. And it's largely because we are seeing the high consequences of inaction in the West. People want their country saved for them. The argument we make is that you must save the country yourself. And I can talk from some personal experience here. We run Turning Point USA. We run Turning Point Action. We have over 600 people on staff. We reach millions of people on social media every day. Praise God. All that's amazing. We are action focused in everything that we do. So I feel as if I have something to contribute to this discussion, something to lend to this dialogue. Because here's the problem. There are so many books out there. People send me all their books and they're fine. But it's all about the problem, right? It's all about, the border is wide open or the trans thing is this. And I'm sympathetic to all that. But then I have them on my show and I say, well, what do we do about it? I say, oh, that's not what my book is about. Well, then it's a waste of time, okay? I think the education is great about the problems. We need to convict people towards action or else nothing will improve or change.
You know, that is so spot on. You know, I've said for a really long time, if we really think that every 4 years you can go in and check a box is going to, you know, change the direction of this country, we're just sorely wrong. I mean, we should be going to city council meetings and school board meetings. And because, you know, all politics is at the end of the day, it's local. And if we're That's not right. involved in what's going on in our communities around us, what actually happens at the federal level is much less impactful to us than what's happening in our own communities. So you're absolutely right, and I think that's really important. Where is Turning Point right now, and where are you taking Turning Point USA right now?
We are growing. Yeah, we're on high school and college campuses across the country. We have Turning Point Academy. We have TPUSA Faith. Your audience can get engaged and get involved. We are seeing a massive amount of interest with younger people in particular, our high school and college network. And understand, I believe that the younger generation is not healed post-lockdown. The lockdowns were one of the greatest mistakes in American history. We have an entire generation that has been damaged by those decisions. And we're seeing that right now when we visit these campuses. They are depressed, they're suicidal, they're anxious. They do not know their purpose or their task or their direction. And so at Turning Point USA, we are offering a positive pro-American, pro-liberty message that gives them a different worldview than this garbage that they're being fed on these college campuses, where they say, oh, just take this drug and, you know, vote for this politician and get more free stuff. Life is a lot deeper and more beautiful than just voting for a politician to give you free stuff. And so we are doing a lot. We just hosted President Trump twice at Turning Point Action, once in Detroit, once in Phoenix, Arizona. We have an amazing amount of events coming up this summer. We have what's called the Believer Summit coming up in July, which will be the largest gathering of pastors and believers in Jesus Christ gathering in Palm Beach at the end of July. We have a whole TPUSA Faith Outreach arm. We have a lot going on, Doctor, including our podcast, our radio program. So I'm an entrepreneur. I have a tough time saying no. We always have lots of programming going on. Praise God. This is still a great country if you want to make a difference. There's a lot wrong with this country. It's on its way. We are declining, but there's still so much goodness. There's so many decent people in this country. And Turning Point USA is a great example of what you can do if you work really hard and put your mind to it.
You know, you're absolutely right. I think that one of the biggest problems that we have in our country isn't so much about the decline. It's that nobody has any forward direction. And it sounds like Turning Point is trying to fill in the gap, not only for college age and high school kids, but for the whole nation. And I think that's wonderful. You mentioned President Trump a couple of times. We've just been through a mock-up debate. But what was your take of the most recent debate thing that we just went through?
Well, Joe Biden's performance is a great example why we shouldn't trust Big Pharma, because he had a lot of different drugs put into him, and he did not perform well at all. I want to compliment President Trump. I thought that he had great self-restraint and self-control. He has a lot of gifts. I think we can all agree that his nature is not one to just allow Joe Biden to talk and lie about him and do that uninterrupted. I thought the reason why, this is a very important point. Everyone's saying Joe Biden lost the debate. That is totally true, because he just couldn't make any sense. Some of his answers were unintelligible. But President Trump, in my opinion, deserves credit for allowing Joe Biden to lose the debate, not interrupting him, not overly mocking him, just kind of shrugging his shoulders. So I think he deserves great credit. Look, I'm a friend of President Trump. He's been very good to me. I think he's a great president. He was a wonderful president, and he will be again. And I think that's a tragedy. Your audience, who are amazing moms and dads across the country and wonderful citizens and patriots, they deserve better than Joe Biden, not just from his performance and his senility, but also from his policies. What he has done to this country is borderline treason, from keeping the borders wide open to inflating the currency, from funding this proxy war against Russia and Ukraine. So I was thrilled to see him not do so well. They might pull him though, Doctor. They might say, hey, you're done. However, that is easier said than done. As long as Joe Biden wants to remain in the race, it is his nomination, regardless of what all the Democrat chatter and clamoring is. So it was a big win for our side. I hope that we can continue and keep it forward. Joe Biden had a lot more to lose than Donald Trump. And last night he was the big loser and Donald Trump was the big winner.
I found that the follow-up pundit conversations that even the left, CNN and MSNBC, were sort of dissecting and fact-checking the things that Biden had said and really kind of tearing him apart, which to me sort of
is
setting him up, you know, to take him out.
I'm right there with you. You know, I was live on air with our audience and we had over 100,000 live viewers concurrent. And we pulled the CNN clip and you're very smart, doctor, to see this. And I said, oh, someone gave the green light. This is a total setup. What I want to be clear, I think that all the media was willing to get on the Joe Biden train if he did well. But I think that towards the end of the debate, somebody gave the green light and said, go for it. Because as soon as the debate ended, doctor, CNN, John King said, I'm talking to Democrats. They're saying he's got to drop out of the race. Chris Wallace, everybody on the panel was saying that. That is coordinated, symmetrical ambush campaign. That is not organic opinion shaping. It's CNN after all. That is regime television. And so you're very smart and astute to notice that.
Charlie, you're really close to politics, and because, you know, so many things that you do are political. Plus, you know, as you said, you're a close personal friend with President Trump, and a lot of things that what Turning Point does is a political positioning from a conservative perspective. Who do you think is really pulling the strings behind the scene on Biden? He doesn't have the mental horsepower to make those decisions himself.
That's true. In the immediate day-to-day stuff, it's his wife, Jill Biden. On the world-shaping stuff, this is Obama's third term. People must understand that. This is Barack Obama's third term. And then there are a group of oligarchs in the private sector, in the government sector, and the NGO sector that are calling the shots. From George Soros to Reid Hoffman to Laureen Powell Jobs to Mackenzie Bezos to Albert Bulla from Pfizer, there is a group of oligarchs, there's 20 or 30 of them, that are shaping the current policy direction of the White House and the administrative state. It is not Joe Biden. He's not making decisions. He's not sentient. He doesn't know where he is. He should be, you know, not anywhere near politics. But so this is what's very important. When you watch television, they will say, our democracy is under attack. Our democracy is under attack. Every time you hear the word democracy, substitute it with the word oligarchy. That is what they're saying. Our oligarchy is under attack. And they're right. In that regard, they are right. The people-centered movement that you're helping lead, doctor, and many other people from all sorts of different directions, medical freedom, school choice, parents' movement, securing the border, anti-sex trafficking. There's all these populist movements that I think that are kind of combining at one point, which is there's a through line that our leaders hate us and they want us sick and they want us poisoned, and many of them want us dead. And we are living through the counter-revolutionary resistance against those forces. Because the oligarchs have routinely made decisions that are unpopular with the body politic, that are destructive to the mainland and the heartland of the country. And we are now starting to resist it, and for good measure and for good reason. Yes, to answer your question directly, it is a small group of puppeteers: Obama, Susan Rice, John Kerry, people in business and finance, and they want a complete and fundamental transformation of the United States of America.
You know, it just always amazes me, and sometimes I can't wrap my head around the fact of why they want this total destruction of the United States. I mean, after all, they live here too, and so do their children and their grandchildren. It's just it's perplexing, and I believe that that's why conservatives just go, I'm out, I can't figure it out, so just please leave me alone. Which is why we are here today talking with Charlie Kirk about his new book, The Right Wing Revolution, which I just think that you really can lead this, Charlie. We're winding down on our time here this morning. What are your like top takeaway messages from your book to get people motivated?
The first of which is we must repopulate the species. I believe that the declining fertility rate is an existential crisis. And I wish more people talked about it. We need to have larger families, support people with bigger families. We need to understand exactly why the fertility rate is going down. If we don't address that, we have a huge problem. Secondly, we have to learn of what it means to actually be a citizen. I got back to this. Citizen in Greek literally means co-ruler of the nation. We have as Nietzsche would say, a slave mentality that is set into the West. We do not think in a free, liberty-focused manner. Instead, we're constantly always looking to be controlled or directed by some sort of power center. We must shed that belief and embrace liberty. However, doctor, you cannot have liberty if you don't have responsibility. And that is what's very, you cannot have the fruits of liberty if you're not willing to be responsible. For example, if you want to homeschool your kids, that is liberty, but you better do a really good job of that and be responsible in that regard. And by the way, both things can be equally totally true and are very, very important. So look, I will say that also in the book, we talk about how we need to care less about the names that they call us, care less about when they call us a bigot or a racist or a homophobe or all these nonsensical terms, care less when they weaponize name calling against us. Instead, we must rise above that, know who we are, know who we can, you know, who in our circle is most treasured to us, and tune out all the nonsense or the noise that they throw at us routinely. So I will say that those are just some instant takeaways from the book. And then finally, we must have a forward-facing positive vision and agenda of what success looks like, of the type of country we want to live in, of the type of civilization we want to rebuild. And we go through that in great detail in the book, Right Wing Revolution. And if it's sold out, you can get a copy right now at 45books.com.
You know, it's since you said that you were a friend with President Trump, how much are you, when he gets reelected, because, and when he, when he gets, yes, when he gets into the White House, which again is subject to debate, because that's what happened the last time. Yep. He won but didn't get in the White House. How much time are you going to spend with him talking about your vision for the future and for America, or have you already done so?
You know, we spoke a lot, and he's the best. I just can't say enough good stuff about it. Again, I'm one of those guys that my career was forever changed because of his goodness and generosity, and you don't always hear that. Turning Point was a fraction of where it was now. He was a sitting president. He leaned into us, gave us a platform, gave us credibility, gave us notoriety, gave us publicity, and look where we are now. And so he's always been so good to me. He's been so generous. He's been so magnanimous. Again, that's a side you never hear in the media at all about him. Look, I don't plan to serve in the upcoming White House. I don't. I have some passion topics that I hope to get done. One of which that you'll love, Dr. Tenpenny, I have no idea if I'll be successful, is we need a legit Truth and Reconciliation Committee into the vaccines and into the lockdowns. So I really hope we can do that. No guarantees, obviously, but I'm going to be pushing for that very, very hard. And also a thorough examination of the childhood vaccination schedule, which is something that is long overdue, but no guarantees. I have no idea if I'll be able to get that done. But look, he listens. I've also been a big defender of his. And I think the second Trump term is going to be even better than the first. God willing, there is one. And I think it's because he's facing 700 years in federal prison. He knows who these people are. He now understands the stakes of the game. The first presidency was a success. Some of the COVID stuff was a hiccup. And I think there's a lot of correction that can come from there. And the second term, I think he's going to do a wonderful job. I think people will get their purchasing power back. We're going to get our border back. We're going to get the Americana feeling back that I think we all miss. We are living in a diseased and broken country right now. We all feel it. It's just, I go through purposeful decisions every day to pursue joy and happiness. I know you do the same, doctor. However, looking around at our country, it is a sad country right now. That doesn't mean that I'm sad. It's just the country is in a sad state. We need to bring it back to life and revitalize it. I think Donald Trump will do that.
Well, I'll just do a little shameless self-promotion here, Charlie. And if you get those vaccine things running, I would really like to throw my hat in the ring and make my 30 years of experience in that arena available to you in Turning Point. So you've got my number.
Thank
and
you.
So feel free to reach out. So as we wind up for our time here today, how do we join Turning Point? How do we get behind you? If we don't have kids in high school and college, and you know, maybe we're seniors, maybe we don't have grandkids, how can we still participate and get involved with Turning Point?
Thank you. Yeah, people can check it out at tpusa.com or tpaction.com. On the action side in particular, you can become a precinct committeeman. You can get involved locally in politics. You can hold your elected leaders accountable. These are all action items we talked about in the book. Also, you could get involved with Turning Point Academy and become a part-time teacher for us, which is a really exciting thing. If you have some skills to share or some wisdom to share with the next generation, you could check that out at tpusa.com. And you can attend our events, get training, get your kids involved. We have a whole buffet line. You can get your church involved too at tpusafaith.com, tpfaith.com, which is very important. And so we have an entire selection of different options and choices for citizens of all ages to get involved to take our country back.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you so much. I know you're on a tight schedule and you need to jump right at the bottom, at the end of our time here. So I want to thank you so much. Tell them again where they can get your book if it's not available, because I had to wait. I got mine from Barnes and Nobles and it was out of stock. And so I had to wait.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we are getting lots of complaints that people are running out, which is a great problem as an author to have.
It is
45books.com. That is 45books.com. Praise God, the book is doing really well. It's about action. You will learn something and you will be convicted to act. God bless you, doctor. Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to close out with thanking everybody for being here with us today. And I want to close with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which I close all my broadcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He will never let you down. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope you'll run out and get a copy of Charlie's new book. It really is interesting and very inspirational. And it has like to-do checklist lists that are in here that are really, really, really interesting. And what he said, I want to read you something here, which was in the beginning. It was just in the introduction, which really caught my eye and really is compelling me to really want to read the rest of the book. It says here, right in the introduction, in fact, I would go so far as to say that if every liberal activist vanished tomorrow, the state of normal and even conservative America is still so dire that this would only buy us a few years before the same cancer we call wokeness would emerge in a new and even identical form. So when I read that, I thought, wow, you know, we're in a much dire, more dire place than what we believe. And he lays that out saying that, you know, if you're not like face front in it every day, if you don't have kids in high school that are dealing with the high school curriculum, if you're homeschooling your kids, you may not be aware of how bad it is in the public school system. If you don't have college age kids, you may not be aware of how bad it is on the college campuses and how much the woke things are. I've had countless number of parents who've said to me, you know, I raised my children right. I brought them up in the church. We are a very conservative, loyal, praying family. And I sent them off to college and they came back at Christmas break. And I was like, who are you? And what did you do to my Susie or Johnny? What happened to you? And so if you're not in it and have to be faced with it every day, we may not realize how much the world in our country has sort of deteriorated. So at the end of this book, he really gives there are sections for changing your life, and he breaks it down by men and women in age groups of 25 to 45. If you're 45 to 65, if you're 65 and older, I mean, so this is sort of a how-to manual of how to take our country back. So I want to, you know, I know Charlie's already bolted here because he's got such a busy schedule, but I really want to thank him. I want to thank everybody who's listened to me today and listened to this interview with Charlie. And I hope that you will get a copy of this book, get involved with Turning Point USA. They really are on the right path for taking us back. So with that, I want to thank everybody again for being here. Have a great week. Goodbye and God bless. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.